Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to The Bag Room. I'm Ryan Ballengee. It's great to have you with us. We're pleased to have Henry Johnson, who is the founder and CEO of FlightScope, with us today. We're going to talk about the i4 rangefinder and their new Badger AI tool. Henry, thanks for being with us. We appreciate it. First question, why get into the rangefinder game? What made you guys decide to get into the i4?
That's a good question, Ryan. So it was actually inspired through an incident. I was walking a practice round with Bryson DeChambeau, and Tiger actually invited him to walk a practice round. It was at the, just before the Genesis Open a few years ago in Los Angeles. And as always, Bryson was, talking away and asking questions and always wanted to find out new things. And his caddy, Tom Tucker, was, "Hey, Bryson, you need to focus, tomorrow is game day." And he's just into things and so on. And so we get to the par three, number six. And it's, getting a little late in the day, early evening, and Tiger hits a shot and he's a little short on the green, but he's on the green. It was about 196 yards, if I remember correctly, to the flag. And, Tiger took his 200-yard club and Bryson took his 7-iron, his 200-yard club at the time. And he was 13 yards short. And immediately Tim Tucker was, under the bus. And so he hit another shot and he really bombed it. He came about 3 yards closer, but he was still 10 short. And I said, "Bryson, I think I understand what's going on here, but I need to do some calculations." He said, "Are you serious? Can you do this?" I said, "Yeah, sure. I'll get into it." And when I went back to Orlando, I sat on the plane and I started working on the ballistics and, drag and the lift and everything going there. And I had a intuition about what's going on, but as an engineer, I need, to do my calculations and simulations to find out. And let's move fast forward. I found out what was going on. So here, and this is, it could be technical, but I think it's good for the backdrop. So basically, Bryson has a single length on all his irons. So he swings his 7-iron the same swing speed as his 6-iron, same swing speed as his 9-iron, almost. The weighting is totally different on the clubs. The center of mass, very complex how that's all positioned. And so he gets about, I would say, on average, between 1,000 and 2,000 RPM more for an equivalent 7-iron compared to other people. And he's got enormous ball speed. So combining the spin and the ball speed when it's aerodynamically affected like it is like at that time, the air density went up. In other words, the temperature dropped. So the molecules get closer together, air molecules. And there's something called kinematic viscosity, which is just a lot of science. You don't have to worry about that. But all of that basically meant that Bryson's ball went higher, but much shorter, because the rate of slowing down, if I can just explain it like that simply, is much higher than it would be for Tiger with the same, and this is the phenomena, for the same 200-yard club selection. Both of them selected their 200-yard club. Tiger was a little short, 3 yards, but he was still on the green. Bryson was 13 yards short and well off the green and frustrated. Now, he is one of the most technical players, and his caddy, Tim Tucker, I can testify, I've worked so much with him, sitting at Bay Hill after that in the morning before the tournament with my computer, working out the deltas for every club for the day. Okay, I would say, this one plus three, plus four, and so on and so on. And they would work on that for the day. So very technical, but he didn't even know what happened there. So I realized, wait a minute. Here's an opportunity to bring literally clarity to a golfer, because we, as golfers, it's already difficult. It's almost like gambling. You normally would like to be a little bit better than toss of a coin. But in order to do that, you need to be closer to the hole when you putt. That's the end of the, that's what it is. Now, to get there, every shot counts, as Mark Brody said in his book. But there's a big but. The most important shot is going to be how close are you to the hole when you're going to try and putt. Okay. Yeah. That's going to determine the probability of make, which will basically, it's a statistical thing. It's not cast in stone, unfortunately. So I realized then that there's a way to do this. We know, and we knew 200 yards or 196 yards to the flag at that par three at Genesis, a Riviera Club. But does it play 196 for you, for me, for somebody else? And that is what we solved with the FlightScope i4 rangefinder, because there was nothing like that. So what we have today, the rangefinder, the i4 rangefinder, if you go out and you shoot your target, you're going to get two things, three. First thing is you're going to get your direct distance to the flag. And you're going to think, okay, I'm going to have to do this. But we also then give you an effective distance for you. Now, how do we get there? So the effective distance is calculated in a very complex way, but it's made very simple for the user. So what we need from the user is on our FlightScope Golf app, you connect to the rangefinder and it's very quick to do that. And then you have one of three options of generating or inputting a club capping table. We need to know how far you need to hit your clubs. But we made it easy for most people. And even I tested this with some professionals and they were shocked how accurate this was. Even Retief Goosen, you know, he was there and I spoke to him, Trevor Immelman, the other day. I spoke to him and we did what we call a smart gapping. Not that I suggest we will do this for pros, because not everybody's the same. But just as a general principle, the smart gapping tool that we have, you can basically say, hey, my home location is, say, Orlando, Florida, and I hit my 7-iron 176 yards. Carry. That's all you need to say to the smart gapping tool. And then we calculate the whole bag. And it's scary how accurate that is. It's a combination of ballistics, all our databases that we gathered, you know, from our ball cannons that we shot thousands and thousands of balls, plus some AI. Now, we basically give you your gapping table, but you can also import a CSV file if you have another launch monitor. But if you're lucky enough to have a FlightScope, you can just take one of your sessions that you marked as a gapping session. And, you know, that's what pros would normally do, because every yard counts for them. So you've got your gapping table. That's all in the background. And then when you say click and you get your distance with a rangefinder, basically it's going to do all the calculations in an instant in the back end, and it's going to give you your effective distance. And as a bonus, it says, and your club to hit is a 6-iron. And you can trust it. This, I can say, I am, even as an engineer, I expected it to be successful, but I'm shocked at how successful it is. It's amazing. So you cannot do better. And as I say, if anybody thinks they can do better than Bryson and Tim Tucker in judging what club to hit, be my guest. They were not able to figure it out. And Tim Tucker was under the bus heavily. Bryson is a very powerful guy when he, you know, when things go off the rails, he makes it known. Very motivated, I guess, like any successful person. But anyway, that's just a little joke there. But the thing is, if they couldn't figure it out on the spot, how can a normal amateur golfer that wants to enjoy their game? And now here's where we go with this. You start using the FlightScope i4 rangefinder. It's great value for money. At $499, you're not going to improve your golf by buying the new driver that you can brag, you know, with your buddies. Yeah, that's nice to do. But the real joy comes when you beat them and you take their money. Now you are weighting the coin in your favor, if we say it's a gamble, okay? Because you are going to increase your odds of scoring, of getting closer to the hole. And the beauty is confidence grows confidence. So you're going to be more confident. You can have more enjoyment because we know that if you doubt, you're most likely going to mess it up. So in short, you will improve your scores by using the I4. That's no question. And the enjoyment goes up, and we all want to enjoy golf. I mean, sometimes we think we should sell our clubs, you know, as amateurs. And short of doing that, we hit one good shot and we come back, or we find some irrational reason to come back. But this takes out some of the mysteries, and just that confidence makes you relax, and you know that this caddy, the super caddy, has made the right choice for you, and it's telling you, hit as if you're at home course, and this is your effective distance. So that's in short, maybe not that short, but that's the explanation for why we went into the rangefinder business.
I think that that data piece is super interesting, and just, you know, anecdotally thinking about watching different people play shots into the wind in particular, and seeing it from the side on angle, not the head on angle. And you can see the point at the apex where the wind hits it enough that it almost stands still, right? That, you know, you're the kinematic part of it, that it then is going to just start the drop, right? But for each golfer, that is different. And that's different with no wind. That's different with 10 miles per hour wind. Dramatically different. You don't necessarily have to get at the why of that from the technical standpoint, especially if you're Bryson DeChambeau or Tiger Woods for that matter. But we would never get to that as normal people. We would never figure that out for ourselves as normal people without a whole heck of a lot of technology behind it. So is to be able to say, all right, if we just hit the shots on a flight scope, transfer the data, now the flight scope can kind of figure out that equation for us and put us in a position to succeed. Like you said, I mean, that can be the difference, especially in windy conditions. That could be 2, 3, 4 shots around. That's the difference between winning and losing your Nassau or your nine hole bet or whatever it is.
Yeah, and I think the interesting thing is that people always, most people think that height above sea level is a deterministic factor for air pressure. It's not. It's an indication. Your dynamic weather systems that come through there can change it effectively a lot. Like Mexico City, you know, it's maybe 8,500 feet in real height above sea level. But there could be weather systems that come through there and the pressure can change and it's going to play 4,500 feet effectively. Right. So dynamic weather systems, it's really super difficult to put it all together because you've got relative humidity, you've got air temperature, and you've got absolute air pressure. And those three are very complex how they interact because it's at the molecular level for, you know, how atoms work and how they interact with whatever's moving through them, through the air. That's actually pretty complex. It's not something that you do just quickly in your head. It's it's pretty complex. And that we took out and made it in an instant. It's going to give you the calculation. Boom, effective distance for you. And as I say in the UK, Bob's your uncle.
This is also an interesting idea to add a different, unique, new value to the rangefinder, which is a piece of intellectual property, doesn't have a whole lot of value to it, you know, beyond the shooting the laser, getting the slope and you know the magnet at this point. That's basically throughout the universe that you're going to see most of those things, and that's because the intellectual property has dissipated on those to the point that's free reign for almost anybody. So this adds something to that category now where you could say, okay, it's not just like the other 10 rangefinders you can go buy for anywhere from $150 to $300.
Yeah, and we wanted to make it open, very open, so you don't have to have a flight scope. And maybe, you know, people will ask this question, should I have a flight scope, you know, in order to buy and use a laser? No, you don't. You can guess your best guess for your one of your mid irons and you go through the smart gapping situation and it will give you a gapping table, which will be for most people good enough. When you are the connoisseur and you want, you know, that last yard and you can control your ball or you believe you can or both, then, you know, go on a flight scope, or if you're not that lucky and you have another launch monitor, that was a joke, use that data, import it in a CSV file or just type it in and you can actually work from there. So you don't need to own a flight scope to use a flight scope I4 rangefinder. It's for everyone.
Yeah, I think that's probably the first thing that I've heard folks say when they've heard about this is, do I have to be in the FlightScope family? Do I have to kind of have it all to be involved? You know, effectively, am I buying myself into a Mevo or Mevo Plus just to get started? But that not being the case is great, which means you can go, and maybe if that your last data was a club fitting you had, and maybe you were fortunate enough to get all of your club gapping data at that time, you could work off of that, at least something to get started with. I
Well,
mean,
go
that
to
is,
a pro shop and need a few shots.
yeah,
If
exactly.
you want to get launch monitor data, just and also important, I would not recommend going to a range and hitting range balls
Yeah,
for a very
right.
specific reason. Range balls are not very good, if I can be complimentary.
That's being kind.
So you need to hit balls just in a net, just hit it into a net, because all we need really is the effective parameters that we do use would be ball launch speed, the vertical launch angle, and the spin. Those are the only parameters that matter for these calculations. The rest would be atmospheric and the whole ballistics of how that reacts. So if you don't have that, then as I said, just take a stab at what you hit one of your mid irons, and the smart gapping tool will do a great job. It's much better than not knowing. And what is fantastic, as you know, a plan is better than no plan. So you can start there. So, and the other question that many people ask me, so is this, what kind of handicap should you be in order to use this? Is it, would it be okay? I'm like an 18 handicap or whatever. That, like, hey, you can have any handicap, you can have no handicap. Doesn't matter. You will actually find more confidence, even if you are really bad at golf.
Yeah.
You can still find value because you're going to have confidence. And lo and behold, you're going to have actually, when you have confidence, you will execute better. And that is a human phenomenon.
That is very true, and I think the adage I heard not too long ago is it's better to have a plan and confidence in said plan than no, as you kind of mentioned, no plan at all. And even if you are maybe not as skilled of a player, you may still have the technical capability to hit a good shot. It's not that you can't hit a good shot; it's that maybe you don't understand the shot you're trying to hit. And with the smart caddy, it says, "Hey, it's one more club than you thought. It's one less club than you thought. Pull that out, hit that shot." That can give you that basis if you're believe. Again, trust is a big thing in golf, but if you trust in it, then you're more likely
Yep.
to,
Probabilities are in your favor.
right. And even if you don't hit it as well, you're still more likely to have a better result than if you're very doubtful over the ball and you also picked the wrong club. So at least you'd have two things going for you that you wouldn't have if you didn't have the I4 in your bag.
Absolutely. And we've all heard the saying that, the let the second guy hit first.
Right. Right.
Now there's actually some science behind that. It's more psychology than science, but maybe connected, or both.
Well, at the end of the day, there's a pretty firm connection, I think, between how you feel and think on the golf course and how you execute. And I mean, I've seen that a lot. I mean, I've been doing some golf coaching with my old high school team this year, and just seeing how kids perform when you tell them exactly what's going to happen versus just letting them figure it out. It is very clear that once they can see the shot, they can hit the shot. But if they don't know what they're doing, then anything can happen, and then the variability gets way wider, and who knows what the outcome is.
Absolutely. And I think, I think back, there was this interesting series on Apple TV, Ted Lasso. I'm not sure if you saw that. Now, that's an interesting example with a lot of spices, but at the end of the day, if you really believe, you can perform at your best, even if you are not that good, because I would rather perform at my best, regardless of my talent, my preparedness, or anything, than being able to do something and not performing at my best. And then I'm, mad at myself, or disappointed and having to deal with that. And that sometimes comes from it comes from confusion as well. And that's what I believe. If you use a rangefinder like the i4, you're gonna definitely be enjoying it. It's basically going into a potential enjoyment situation compared to a frustration. And this is actually what I'd like to people to think about is, you know, if I use the FlightScope i4, how will I feel? I can vouch, you will feel better. You'll feel great. And as you use it more and more, your confidence will grow and the game will actually start becoming more enjoyable. And I think that's important for us. I mean, we want to beat our buddies, we want to have good scores, but I believe we want to enjoy it as well. And this is definitely one of the routes to get there.
I want to spend a couple minutes with you before we wrapped up with on Badger AI. This is the FlightScope kind of chatbot AI assistant that you all have introduced. I'll leave the floor to you on it, just to kind of get a sense of why did you decide to go this path and at this stage of FlightScope's development and, you know, introducing the i4, and then we've also got this new thing in Badger AI.
So the Badger AI is very young, but it, you know, people would say, well, why can't I just use ChatGPT or Google Gemini or DeepSeek R1 or whatever? You can, of course, but it's not connected to your data.
Right.
So firstly, the Badger AI knows what you've done. So it's connected to your data session, so it can speak to your data. Then we have a huge database, we call it RAG, you know, retrieval augmented generation. That's just AI talk, but we basically can dig into a database and we can tell you how you compare to LPGA if you want, or the PGA on averages. Like, you know, people always ask, hey, so my angle of attack, you know, how does that compare to like a tour player?
Yeah.
Now you can ask the Badger AI and it's going to give you an idea. So it's very insightful. So insights is what we want to give you about your data, because we've connected and we are using a multitude of large language models. And we pay for that because it's a subscription that we have to pay for. So there is a subscription. We normally like to just include everything in a price and get it done. But unfortunately, the way that AI works, when you actually use these large machines, you are paying, you know, per use, and
yep.
We pay, so we have to pass it on. But we wanted to make this accessible, and we wanted to focus on making the information that you can get from FlightScope digestible, because we realize that what we see every day and what we're used to, it might be pretty new to people that start out, and even, you know, professionals that have been using this for a long time. I can just see that sometimes you are missing context, and you might be focusing on one thing, and maybe there are more things there that you should consider, or fewer things, or maybe you should, you know, go for a lesson or two or work on a specific aspect. And these are the kind of pieces of advice that you can easily get from the Badger AI. It can actually work out a plan for you, you know, for practice. It can actually go and search for relevant YouTube videos that, you know, that you can go and watch for a particular purpose. So it can search the web. You can ask it what, you know, the price is for Nvidia today or whatever. So it's got web connection as well. So not that that's so important, but just to give you an idea. So it's got a multitude of tools and functions. Most importantly, it's connected to your data. And the primary reason is that you could actually, as a user, get more insights into the data without feeling embarrassed asking somebody else. And you can ask whatever you want, you know, and it's going to give you very good insight. So I think that's the main purpose of that. We've got lots of plans of how we're going to make this into, you know, a more capable AI, which will be able to control your entire app. You know, in the future, you will be able to say, hey, Badger, give me, you know, a practice routine and set up some data margins around my, you know, my club head speed, my smash factor, and my carry distance for my 7-iron. And it's going to set it up and you know, it's going to be able to converse with you during that as well. So I think this is where it's going.
I don't think you're far off, and I think anything that can help people glean more information from that data is makes it all the more powerful as like a system than just by itself. So I think that's a great thing. And like you said, that we're just getting started on this. I mean, there's
Absolutely.
so many different pathways that that AI and maybe who knows how many years from now AGI will do that.
Nothing's going to be the same.
But it's going to be fascinating to see that
It
ride
is.
for people, especially how the uptake actually happens in golf,
Oh, yeah.
what that can mean and the interpretation of data. It's going to be really cool to see. So it's cool that you're on the forefront of it. And I appreciate you coming on to talk with us about it, and as well as the i4 and the very, very exciting products. And congratulations on the development of them. We're looking forward to playing more with them. We have the i4 here
Fantastic.
and
Yeah,
getting
if
ready
you
for
need
that.
any inside information of, shortcuts, just contact me. I can give you a few tips of what you can do there and how you can beat your buddies.
Well, if there's someone to ask about anything FlightScope, it's Henry Johnson. So I appreciate it. Henry Johnson, the founder and CEO of FlightScope. Thanks so much for being with us on the
Thank
back
you,
room.
Ryan.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate it. All the best. Bye-bye.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by outsourcing around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. So when you buy from American Giant, you're taking a stand for hardworking people, local communities, and quality clothes. American Giant directly supports American manufacturers and ensures you aren't footing that tariff bill. Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.